You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Everton versus Chelsea. Everton 3-1, the draw 21-10 and Chelsea 21-20. Headline offers, Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is a 9-1 shot. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win in the market at 5-2. And Lee, we've got two teams in different form at the moment. Everton picked up just 5 points from their opening four games. Chelsea just got four at the moment. Lee, even though you've spoken in the past about Crystal Palace surprising teams on the road this season, big surprise to see them win at Stamford Bridge. And Chelsea have looked a little bit disjointed so far.
Yeah, I didn't put them up to win. I thought Chelsea would win it, but both teams would score. And yeah, I mean, you just look at those results and they're not clever, are they? Even winning away at West Brom 3-2, it's not particularly great, is it? With, you know, John Terry sent off as well. This has to be the new start to their season, I guess. I'm presuming that's what they'll be billing it as inside the club. Luckily for them, Everton, you know, they scored three at Southampton. Since then, they couldn't score against Man City, couldn't score against Tottenham. So you wonder if they'll be up for this. I'm looking forward to seeing this Chelsea team and seeing if a few players stand up now. I mean, you know, we know Derek's opinion on Diego Costa. I'm the opposite opinion, but look at the record now. It's one goal in absolutely ages, and he stunk the place out for Spain the other night, by all accounts. Many of them did. Another one who's, you know, it's another Spaniard, Fabregas. I mean, where is Fabregas? This time last year, people were saying he was a player of the year already. We've barely seen him. There's also the very interesting storyline with John Stones, of course. You know, first game after the transfer window, and it's at home against Chelsea. So, you know, maybe there'll be a storyline there. We'll see how big John Stones is, or how big John Stones are, I suppose, for this game. I think Chelsea will do it, but I've said that. And I said that for the Palace game. It's not going to be easy. Even though the odds against, and Chelsea, the champions, being odds against anywhere are worth looking at, I still don't think I can take it. I'm going to swerve the outrights here, and I've got a little bit of a thing I'm doing this week on the punt. Players who scored.
Putting winners.
Players who scored. No laughing from McGovern. When you've got a winning at McGovern, you can start laughing. Players who scored an international duty. I followed this before. Score the week where they come back, they're buoyed up, you know, the confidence is there, etc. etc. Eden Hazard hasn't been fantastic at his normal level for Chelsea so far, but scored for Belgium and was instrumental in their two Euro qualifiers. Scored in that late winner for them in Cyprus when not many others played very well. 8-5 to score in this one. I think we'll start to see him getting better and we'll start to see Chelsea getting better, but not quite confident enough to back the Blues, the London Blues, that is. 8-5, Eden Hazard anytime.
Okay, Eden Hazard anytime for Mr. Phelps. To put this Chelsea start into context, worst start to a league season they've had since 95-96. They've conceded 8 goals in their last 3 Premier League away appearances. That's twice as many as they conceded in the 7 away appearances before that. Defensively, Derek, they look in disarray at the moment.
Branislav Ivanovic has been one of my favourite defenders, you know, not one of my favourite, he's most impressive. And he's all at sea. John Terry, he looks as though he's finished. I don't know what's going on there. You know, and to back Chelsea at just around the evens mark, it's to suddenly think they're going to turn around again like last season. But why? There's no evidence whatsoever. I just can't have them. I can't have them at those kind of odds. I mean, the backdrop to this, of course, is what Lee mentioned, the John Stones story. I mean, Chelsea courted him all summer and Everton snubbed all their wooing all summer. Now, that in football parlance, that's known as a transfer saga, and any other parlance as my love life. I'm not sure about Stones. I mean, he's obviously a good player. He's only playing for England already. But is he worth what Chelsea have been offering for him? I mean, Roberto Martinez encourages Stones to play the ball out of defence. Now, previous manager David Moyes encourages men to play the ball out of attack or just out. <You know? laughs> He's reopened for contract talks with Everton now, Stones. So, you know, and Everton now wanting to do a U-turn, but he's asked instead if he can do a Cruyff turn. That's how he likes playing. I think Everton are a great bet here, I really do. Just a 3-1 mark against the team. Now, I've got no confidence. Chelsea look a shadow of them for themselves. Well, in Diego Costa's case, a 5 o'clock shadow of them for themselves. And I can't see why Everton are so big here. Nobody likes going to Goodison. It's a tough ground to win on. And Chelsea aren't winning anywhere at the moment. So Everton for me.
Everton in the market at 3-1, Lee?
I've been pretty critical of Everton's transfer policy. The lack of a transfer policy, I suppose you would call it. But the deadline day move. It's going to be interesting to see how this guy turns out. He's an Argentinian defender. Apparently, Martinez went in to see the boss Ken Wright and said, "I want more." And so we got him. He spent 9.5 million on Funes Mori. So that was just all engineered for that line. It probably wasn't worth it.
It was just about worth it, I think. Just about worth it.
Thank you.
I'll put that out to a vote. Put it to a Mori poll.
Let's not waste any time on that, Derek. People got better things to do with their lives. But 9.03 million. So that's all the money they spent. I know they got Delafu back on. But I still don't think they've strengthened enough, Everton, going through the season. I still think they'll struggle this season.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.